Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today we're joined by Damon Davis from USARA, and we're going to be talking about a pretty exciting upcoming event for that organization, which is going to be Recovery Day, the fourth annual, coming up on September 6th. So Damon, thank you again for taking the time out of your day to come sit down with us.
Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
So Recovery Day, it's an exciting thing, but for people who might not know or might be a little in the dark about what this is, can you explain just a little bit of what Recovery Day entails?
Well, this is our fourth annual Recovery Day celebration that we're having in the Peace Gardens this year, and it's something that USARA doesn't own. We just sponsor the event. We try to bring together as many of our local partners as we can to highlight the importance of reducing stigma, of connection and recovery, and recovery from substance use disorder. So people who participate at USARA are in recovery for various substance use disorders. So Recovery Day is during Recovery Month in September, and it's basically a celebration. It's just like any other fair you would go to. We have a little bit different structure because, like I said, we do try to bring together resources like treatment centers, our local health department, Carbon Medical, the hospital. Everybody will be there. Trying to recover out loud and let people in this community especially know that there is support, there is help.
Yeah, and it does a good job too of kind of breaking that stigma that kind of surrounds addiction recovery. So it does a good job of kind of spreading awareness on that and kind of bringing out into the light and showing that really it's not something that we should be afraid to talk about. Now let's kind of talk about some of the activities that you guys have. So you have a few that really stand out on your flyer. You have some family activities like face painting and balloon animals, a bounce house, a dunk tank, just a lot of exciting stuff.
Right. We do try to make it family friendly, and people in recovery have families, and you know, we want to make it so that there's something for everybody. We'll have bouncy houses, so you'll have age appropriate bounce houses, so we don't have a bunch of big kids smashing a bunch of little kids. There's going to be a photo booth and a dunk tank. Last year we had some local personalities in our dunk tank, people that are involved that support the recovery community, and so we'll have that again this year. We're hoping to get some law enforcement representation there because that's always fun, and who doesn't want to pay an extra buck or two to try to get a cop wet, you know? And we've got great support from our local PD and from the sheriff's office, and we just appreciate them and try to encourage them to be a part of as well.
And then something you kind of hit on earlier in our conversation was the community resources that are going to be there, places like the hospital, Carbon Medical, Price City. Can you just kind of talk about what it means to have the support that Recovery Day does from these other organizations?
Well, it's key. We have to have it. We can't do this alone. We have to have the support of our law enforcement community. We have to have everybody that's trying to solve the problem of substance use disorder on the same page. And so having some solidarity around that and just getting together for a happy event, you know, for an occasion that should be celebrated. If you've got a year or 2 years in recovery and you've been able to put a substance use disorder behind you, that's something that should be celebrated. People need to know, and it's not a bad thing. You know, we all have people we care about that are in recovery or that need to be. And I think bringing as many people together as we can and letting the light shine on what recovery really is does a lot to reduce the stigma. Because, you know, I can tell you from personal experience, as a person who struggled with substance use disorder most of my life, you really do kind of isolate. You don't want to be a part of, you feel stigmatized. And I think a lot of it comes from within, but you know, our community has a long way to go. We've come a long way. And I think that just continuing to be together, like I said, in the light of day, good things are happening.
Now, there's so much to be excited about Recovery Day. And something that I think we need to kind of point out is there is transportation available for residents of East Carbon.
Yeah, that's something that in rural Utah, we face that a lot. You know, people are isolated and East Carbon's a ways out there. Luckily, Carbon Medical has really stepped up, and they're willing to provide transportation from East Carbon for anybody who wants to get to Recovery Day.
And that transportation will be available at Carbon Medical in East Carbon starting at 2:00. Now, Damon, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
No, I think just I would like to leave the impression that we recover together, and if we can get support from the community and, you know, bring your families out, come and see if you can throw a baseball and dunk somebody that you know, or just come and have some free food. I think we've got 200 meals going out to the first 200 people that are showing up. Just come and be a part of.
Well, Damon, thank you so much for taking the time to come join us. Again, that was Damon Davis, and we were talking about the upcoming 4th Annual Recovery Day. It's going to be on September 6th from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Price City Peace Gardens. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.